Hey, Granny Zabner, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, the phone call with the mysterious person in Kansas City ended in a very abrupt and foreboding manner the other night. Just as the mystery man was about to reveal the significance of the coat of arms found in the baby's locket, Lum heard a gunshot, and the phone conversation was never finished. So the old fellows know little more than they did before about their foundling baby. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner and the baby in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Listen.
There he is, Lum. Got the baby sitting there in your rocking chair. Now what?
Now give me that fern book we got in the library.
How?
That book of fern languages. One Grandpap's always reading out of.
Oh, yeah, that one. You wait right here now, little Charlie. I'll be right back for you.
And don't call the baby Charlie. Granny, how would that sound? King Charlie.
Well, we could use his full name, King Charlie Abner. That sounds good.
That's even worse. Hurry up and get the book.
Is this it here, the one with the red shiver on it?
Yeah, I believe that's the one. Yeah, bring it on over here.
Yeah, it's the one that Grandpappy Spears always reads.
Well, we start our experiments now.
Experiments?
Yeah. We're going to try out different foreign languages on Little Don, or on His Majesty. Then we'll see if he acts like he's familiar with any of them. That way we can tell what country he's from.
Oh, I see. Well, good for you. Well, you sure this will work now, Lum?
I don't know, but we'll have to try it, because he's the only person we got left to find out anything from.
No.
Here, give me the book.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. What do you mean, though, by that he's the only one left?
Well, we know he ain't got no mama anymore.
No.
Leastways, that's what the feller told us on the phone the other night.
Yeah, that's what he claimed, yeah.
And according to him, that woman that left the baby here is a mean sister of the mama. She's just trying to get shut of the baby so she can get the kingdom for herself.
Yeah, I hate and despise that woman.
So, natural, we don't want to ask her no questions or have anything to do with her for that girl.
No, not a thing in the world. Don't want to get mixed up with her, I'll tell you that right now.
Man, we can't find out nothing more from that fella in Kansas City because he ain't living no more. Grannies, I wish you'd have told me what that insignia stands for before he got himself shot.
Well, now, are you sure that's what happened to him, Lum, if he got shot?
Well, you heard me talking to him on the phone the other night.
Yeah, I was right here, sure. I heard every word you said.
And all of a sudden, I heard a gunshot, and he sort of moaned, and after that, I couldn't get no more conversation out of him.
No, that sounds like he might have got shot all right.
You recollect how he kept saying he couldn't talk no louder on account it was too dangerous?
Yeah, I recollect that. That's he kept saying that all the time.
That's what he's talking about. Oh, they got him, just sure as a world.
Reckon it was that mean sister that shot him?
Well, no, I reckon it was somebody else that she got to do it for her.
Oh, yeah.
More than likely that bunch of crooks she's mixed up with.
Just about who it was.
Now, Grannies, they ain't taking no chances on nobody spoiling this firm, I'll say that. They're bound and determined they're going to get the baby's kingdom.
Yeah, dad blame snakes in the weeds. They ought to be ashamed of themselves.
But they're overlooking one thing, and that's me and you. There are two things. We ain't going to let him get away with it, Abner.
No, sir. That dog is good for us. We'll protect him, yes, sir.
Sure, them smart Alex a thing or two.
Yeah, it's our time.
Grannies, you know, Abner, me and you are just about the only relates the baby's got.
Relates? Are we related with him?
Well, no, I mean friends.
Oh.
Somebody to look after him all such as that.
Yeah.
He's an orphan. That's what he is, orphan king.
Dog, that's right, ain't it? Little orphan King Charlie. That sounds just like that poem, you know it. Little orphan King Charlie come to our house to stay. To wash
the
pots.
Yeah, but in this case, we ain't gonna stay, Abner.
Huh?
As soon as we find out where his kingdom's at, we'll get him back to his royalty castle so fast it'll make that sister's head swim.
Well, good for us. That's the thing to do. Yeah, well, come on, Mom. Let's try out them languages and see if we can get this country business settled right now.
Yeah, let me look in the book here and find a good one to try out on him.
Don't wait a minute, Lum. Look there. Little Charlie's fella's feet. Look at him.
Sitting up there in my rocking chair. Ain't that cute?
Yeah, look at him.
Pretty smart of him sitting up that way, you know.
Yeah, look at him. Look at him.
He's a cute one when he's asleep.
Yes, he is.
Never expect that little mite there's a king, would you?
No, look, he's got his thumb in his mouth. Oh, there's his boy. He must have known what he's talking about.
Yeah,
hello, little fella.
Oh, you're a smart one. Yes, sir, you're a smart one, ain't you? Look at him grin.
Yeah, bless his heart. Well, come on there.
He's developing some dimples. Look there.
Yeah, I believe he is sure to work. Look here.
When he smiles.
Well, give him them foreign languages while he's awake, Carlomis.
He may be talking now. He's trying to say something.
Oh, surely not.
I don't know what language it is. Fern, though, I know that.
Just sounds like a baby to me. I don't believe it is.
See, I believe I'll try French out on him first.
French, huh?
Yeah. Now, listen to this good and close, little Charlie. Sit up there now. Je ne parle pas francais. Did he look up or anything, Abner?
No. Just grabbed hold of his toes, all he done.
Well, watch his eyes this time. See if they get brighter or anything.
Yeah. Sure, go ahead.
Here's a good one. Be quiet now. Listen.
Yeah, pay attention now. Listen to Lom.
Je vous souhaite le bon jour. What'd he do this time?
Grabbed his toes again.
Well, what about his eyes?
Oh, no, he never grabbed them.
I mean, did they light up or anything?
Oh, doggone it, I forgot to look at that. I was watching him.
Well, here, you take the book, and I'll watch for reactions. Or the note I couldn't put no dependence on you. Go ahead and give him a couple of lines there.
Well, Lom, I don't know these foreign languages.
Well, just read something out of the book there.
Well, is that all you have to do?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, I see.
Now, wait a minute. Pay attention, little fella. See if you've ever heard this language before. Go ahead, Ed.
Let me find one here I can say. Doggies, these are the longest words I ever seen in my life in this book.
They are hard to say.
Let's see here. Yeah, Ely A all moins so X anti ands. Leave it
here. I reckon that ain't the right one. His eyes never lit up or nothing.
Never, huh?
Just played with his toes at all. Try some other language besides French now.
What, was that French I just said?
Of course.
Doggies, I never knowed I could talk French before. Well, good for me. You know, that's a heap easier than I ever figured it'd be. You know what, Lom? I believe I'll call up Elizabeth right now and tell her not to talk that French language.
No, don't call her up.
What did I say there, Lom?
I don't know. Look in the book there. Translations right there.
The what?
Tells what you said right there out from it there. Which line did you read?
Let's see now. This right here, I believe it was. I forget myself right there. That's it right there.
All right. She said she is at least 60.
Did I say that?
According to the book, you did.
Who was I talking about?
I don't know. You said it.
I must have had somebody in mind, Lom. I just wouldn't sit around and say, she's 60 and not know who I was talking about. You see, now, what woman do I know that's 60? I think Grandma Masters, I know, of course. She's way over 60. And so's Aunt Charity Spears, Lom.
For goodness sakes.
Well, just give me a little teeny hint, Lom. Just
a little
one.
Hint?
Yeah, I know I can get this now if you just give me one little teeny weeny hint. What is the first letter of her name? What does it begin with?
That don't beat the bug's fight. Give me that book back.
Huh?
I'll do the experimenting by myself.
Oh, now, wait a minute now, Lom. Wait a minute. Now, come on. Just give me the first letter. I'm good at things.
I ain't gonna do it, Abner. You get an idea like that in your head and you couldn't jar it out with a stick of dynamite.
Now, Lom, I can get the right answer to this. You ought to see me over at the place last night working puzzles. I was good at it. Little Pearl said I was better than everyone in her class at school. That's
well,
what
you
she
play
said.
With her then, because I ain't got time for no games.
Well, just give me the first letter. That's all I want.
Let me see.
C. Is that the letter? C. Oh, I know. Miss Seastrong. Is that it, Lom? Miss Seastrong?
Don't bother me, Abner. Can't you see I'm trying to concentrate on these languages?
Seastrong, that's all.
Believe I'll try Spanish on this time.
My dog is, I never knowed Miss Seastrong was 60. She sure don't look it, you know. How did you know that, Lom? Is this her birthday or something?
Hush up, Abner. All right, little Lom, now listen close to this.
Wonder if she's having a big birthday party again this year.
Abner, I told you to hatch up.
Oh, go ahead.
Are you ready, little Lom? Your Majesty? Le Guesta V. El Carnero Asado.
Huh?
That's Spanish.
Oh, you talking Spanish?
Yeah. Think so.
What'd you say?
Let's see. I'll have to read it here. According to this, I said, "Do you like roast mutton?"
Do I like roast mutton? Oh, my, yes, I do. That's my favorite dish. Yes, sir. Is that what she's having tonight, roast mutton, Lum?
Well, who's having?
Why, you know, Miss Seastrong. Doggies, I'm glad you found out about this, Lum, you know it.
For goodness sakes, Abner, this roast mutton thing is just something I'm trying out on the baby.
On the baby? Oh, no, now, wait a minute, Lum. I don't believe he ought to be eating anything like that. That's a mistake. We oughtn't to let him have none. No, sir, Lum. No.
I never said he's going to eat any roast mutton.
You never?
Oh, of course not.
Oh, she's going to fix him something else to eat, huh?
Who are you talking about now?
Hi, Doggies. I better call up Elizabeth right now, Lum.
Elizabeth?
Yeah, I better get her before it's too late. Yeah, she'll be mad as she can be.
Now, wait a minute, Abner. Don't waste our telephone just to tell her you can talk French.
Well, I've got more to tell her now. I've got to tell her we're going to... hello? Is that you, Elizabeth? Yeah, this is your man, Abner. Yeah. Say, Elizabeth, have you started supper yet? Well, stop it then right now. I don't care, throw it away, because we ain't eating at home tonight. No, Miss Seastrunk's invited the baby and all of us over there for roast mutton. Yeah, she's having a big party. It's her birthday. She's 60 year old. Yeah, Lum said she was. Yeah, wonderful.